as the calendar rolled over to 2024, some people welcomed the new year with new titles and new positions. Some were excited, some were looking forward to it, and whereas some people were anxious. But I hope that now that we have settled in into the new year, you're slowly getting a hold around these things. And one thing I'm certain of is that with time, with asking for help, you're going to get used to it. And before you know it, you're going to be advising some people. I know that some people welcomed the new year as wives. How is that feeling of becoming someone's wife? Of telling people that I have to ask my husband. Some people became husbands, so now they are son-in-laws, they've got a wife. Some people became parents. They slowly became a family of three, some became a family of four, and even some became a family of five. The excitement, the joy of welcoming a newborn into the home. I hope that you enjoy the journey and you treasure each moment, because children grow fast, and before you know it, they are packing their bags and they are leaving for college. I know that some people welcomed the new year as grandparents. They became a grandmother or a grandfather of two, or this is their first time becoming a grandmother. So as they welcomed the new year, they welcomed the year with a smile, with joy of watching their child become a mother and the father. Hi, it's Tako Zonashe, and welcome to 2024. I hope you're well. I hope you have settled into the new year, and I hope that this new year is going to be an exciting journey. I really wonder what you've been up to during the festive holidays, and I hope that you had a great time, and may 2024 be a season full of joy, laughter, and happiness. Over the festive holidays and even as the new year began, people spent time with family and friends. It was nice to sit around the fire, to have conversations that fall onto the next day, and have time to laugh and go down memory lane with the people that you love the most. I know that as the year and as the day passed by, people are slowly bidding farewell to their friends and their family who came from the diaspora, and they hope that one day they are going to also cross over to the other side. I know that the airports are slowly being flooded with people who are leaving home, people who want a better future for their children, people who are anxious, and people who just want a break. I hope that this big step that you took is rewarding and is full of joy. I know that some people started new jobs in 2024. Congratulations. I know that job hunting can be stressful, but I'm happy that you got a new job. I hope that you'll be able to work well with your co-workers, and also that this is a learning opportunity for you and that you grow. Some people moved into new houses, and as they are trying to open the doors, they're opening them the wrong way. They are misplacing the keys. They are forgetting, and the house is full of unpacked boxes. But if this is something that you wanted, maybe you wanted to move out of your parents' house, or maybe you wanted a new start, this is also a great way to start 2024. Whenever I was in school, I had this classmate who always came to school with the wrong uniform. You would wonder why he would come with the wrong uniform every time. It was because his uniform would either not fit, or you would have misplaced it when it was the other term. So now that in Zimbabwe, people are coming from summer, it's still the summer term. And now he would have, in some cases, he wouldn't be able to fit his uniform. So he'd have to come with the wrong uniform. Or sometimes it'd come with a tracksuit. And when we were going into winter, you would realize that his winter trousers wouldn't fit, and he would come with a summer uniform. I know the confusion that comes with the back to school preparation, and some of the shoes for your kids don't even fit anymore. And today is a Monday, and schools are opening tomorrow, and the borders are slowly going to school. There is a lot of excitement for the learners, because now they are going to another year. If you're in grade one, first grade, you're going to into grade 2. If you're in year 3 in high school, you're going to into year 4. That means you've got some privileges. And also, there's that excitement that comes with the people in the sixth form. They are in charge of the school. They are the prefect. They are the head boys. There's a lot of excitement. But there are a lot of tears also in this coming year, because there are some children that are going to first grade. They were so used to playing with blocks, but now they have to sit through the day in class with the teacher. So I'm sure tomorrow, even today, some parents are also going to cry because they are not ready to leave their children if they are in first grade. And also they're also excited because their children are now in first grade. But brace yourself, because maybe your kid is going to be losing his uniform. Maybe your kid is going to be losing his pencil. So maybe it's high time you stock some pencils and just have an extra jersey or an extra pair of shoes. There are also some kids who wish if they're in year 1 in high school, they're trying to adjust. And now that schools have got this new system, the kids went to school over the weekend and now they're trying to adjust, but they just want to go home. They are not so used to this. But change, one thing about change is that change is beautiful. It allows us to grow. It allows us to realize that it's high time we step out of our comfort zone. Maybe you're anxious or stressed that, what if my kid doesn't fit in? But give it time and allow your child to grow and to be themselves. And also, slowly, reality is slowly kicking in into the candidates. Last year's candidates' minds, because examination results can be released anytime soon. So the learners, be it those ones who are in the fourth form and the sixth form, they're wondering how they're going to react if they open their results. And one thing that I found that I appreciate now is that you're able to access your results online. Back in the day, people would go, during our time, we would go to school to collect our Form 4 or Upper 6 results without knowing the symbols. But now you check your results online and you're prepared. You don't go overdressed. You don't go showing off because you know that maybe I didn't do so well. And if you've done so well, maybe you need the spotlight. So you go to your school maybe around break time and you meet the teachers. At least they prepare you, which is a good thing. But the other thing that's I didn't like is that if anyone knows your candidate number and your center number, they can access your results. Sending hugs to anyone who buried or lost their loved ones as the year was coming to an end in 2023 and even in early 2024. Sending love to people who decided that it's high time my partner and I go our separate ways. Sending love to the parents who entered the year with strained relationships with their children. Sending love to anyone trying to adjust and anyone who's going through a difficult situation. We should never compare pain. We should be kind to the next person. People are going through a lot. But one thing that I know is that no one's going to move around with a placard saying that I'm depressed. I'm going through a lot. I wish I could just have a big break. But people have got a lot of things going on in their mind. This is why we need to be kind to the next person. This is my wish for you. May 2024 be the year that you always wanted. One can ask, what am I looking forward to in 2024? I'm looking forward to God allowing me to reach my full potential, in God answering my prayers, my said and my unsaid prayers. I'm also looking forward to saying yes to anything that makes me happy. And also, I hope that in 2024, I get to smile, I get to laugh, and I get to find all the things that I'm looking for. I'm also looking forward to creating exciting content that you will enjoy listening to, and also that my readers on my blog will appreciate and love. I'm also looking forward to challenging myself to in my content creation space to try to maybe experiment and see how things go. But one thing I don't want to do is to give up. May 2024 be kind to you. May you grow. May you challenge yourself. May you say anything that makes you happy. And may you be kind to anything. May you be kind to the next person. Always remember to inhale positive energy and exhale negative energy.